This is VOA News, reporting by remote. I'm Joe Ramsey. The United States will spend $3.5 billion to buy and donate 500 million doses of the Pfizer coronavirus vaccine to some of the world's poorest countries, it said on Thursday, urging other G7 nations to follow suit. The vaccine donation, the largest ever by a single country, was announced before U.S. President Joe Biden meets leaders of the Group of Seven Advanced Economies in Western England. The 500 million doses are destined for the world's 100 poorest countries. U.S. drug maker Pfizer and its German partner BioNTech had earlier said they'd provide 200 million doses in 2021 and the remaining 300 million in the first half of 2022. Anti-poverty campaign group Oxfam called it a, quote, drop in the bucket compared to the need across the world, saying more needs to be done to increase global production of vaccines. French BFM TV reports the man who slapped President Emmanuel Macron across the face told the court Thursday he was a right-wing sympathizer who had acted because the president represented all that was rotten with France. 28-year-old Damon Terrell told the court that several days ahead of Macron's visit to a southeastern region, he had thought about throwing an egg or a cream tart at the president, according to the news channel. Macron described the attack as an isolated incident and said violence and hate were a threat to democracy. Terrell faces a charge of assault against a public official, an offense which carries a maximum sentence of 3 years in jail and a 45,000 euro fine. He struck Macron on Tuesday after the president came over to greet a small crowd of onlookers after visiting a professional training college. Find more at voanews.com. This is VOA News.